Let's go. Niners game tonight. Tweeting out. Let's go Niners. Jimmy G's fine ass.
Hey, Zach.
About a, yeah.
Hey, do you have a minute?
Yeah.
It's Ryan, the executive producer, TMG.
Yeah. I'm just tweeting out for the Niners game tonight.
Oh, you're tweeting right now?
Yeah.
You know, while it's just me and you, I had something to talk to you about. If you have a few minutes.
Yeah, I think Waleed's in the bathroom or something.
So since it's just me and you here alone, I feel like we can have kind of a difficult conversation, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Did you...
Does Waleed need to be here?
No, just you. Okay. Yeah. Just me and you.
Okay.
Did you see the tweet that you got replied to this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Luis V.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that guy.
Yeah, it said, someone needs to stop letting Zach post on the foul tip pages.
Oh, yeah. He was just, I'm sure he's just joking around.
And then another one, can we not let Zach control the social medias?
That was him again. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just one guy.
Just, yeah. Also, my sister got a DM over the weekend. You said good game on Sunday?
She doesn't have a profile picture, so I just assumed like it was just a foul tip homie.
Yeah, she works at an airline. She doesn't even play sports.
Okay. That's my bad.
Yeah. Cody also texted me and said that you DM'd his mom.
I love Cody's mom.
We all do, but you can't just... You're going a little crazy with the DMs.
I understand.
We might have to just kind of lay you off from social media for a while.
I understand.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
I you're still going to host the show.
Okay.
Maybe Waleed just takes over the social medias.
Roger.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just, you're doing this at the very beginning of the show, so you're just kind of setting the tone.
Yeah, and that's on me. I probably definitely shouldn't walk in and have this conversation, but you know, you are alone, and since it's just me and you here.
It's all good.
Okay, but like mental health check-in, you're good?
We could talk after.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always here for you.
Thank you, Ryan. Cool. Appreciate that. Love you.
Yeah, I love you. Oh, hey, Waleed, you're here. Oh. Cool. Hey. By the way, great job.
Dude, thank you.
You are killing it these days. Just keep it up,
man.
Right?
Thank you.
Keep it up. Hey, you're going to run social medias this week. That cool?
I'm down.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Keep it up, buddy.
Sick.
All right. Hey, good show, guys.
See you, Ryan.
Let's go.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. Good game.
Dude, Ryan, just so chill, so nice. Gasses me up every time I come in here. I almost kissed him when I walked in on accident.
Can we chat after?
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's on the screen? Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking episode motherfucking 4.
I got fired.
Doesn't matter, guys. Episode 4. We're here. We made it. But before we get started, I need a huge favor. All right. If you are on a YouTube type of device, if you're on the platform of...
You have internet access.
Yeah. If you are watching this on YouTube, I need you to go ahead and click that thumbs up button.
Please.
All right?
We need...
Go ahead. Hey. I'll give you a second. Go ahead, click the button.
Apparently, we were so close to a viral YouTube video. I got an email from a YouTube assistant saying, guys, we just needed a little bit more thumbs up to push you in the algorithm, but we missed out on the thumbs up.
Guys, sorry, Mr. Beast, I just took your spot.
Oh, God, yeah. Just a thumbs up would be nice. A nice comment, you know, a nice compliment.
Yeah.
Compliment of Waleed's outfit again.
Yeah, thanks,
I keep
guys.
Fucking missing. I'm wearing the cool sports shit, but Waleed wears the hype beast, you know, fucking... dope outfits.
Guys, click that thumbs up button. It felt good, right? Okay, now undo it again, and then do it again just to get an extra little taste.
A little workout.
Know? And now if you're on an audio platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go ahead.
Five-star that bitch.
Yeah, hit the 5-star. Felt pretty good, right?
Please.
Do it one more time. Just un-5-star and then do it again.
And leave a nice review.
Oh, yeah, and leave a very nice review. Type something out like, hey.
Be a Karen.
Yeah,
leave a paragraph. A paragraph, a nice Karen.
Leave a review. What do you think of the podcast? You know, if you want to have any suggestions, I saw some great suggestions last week.
We're getting into them today.
And we're getting into them today. So again, guys, like, subscribe to Apple and Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
You have internet access.
If you have internet access. If you don't.
We're going viral this episode, baby. Episode 4.
This is the episode that's going to take us to the fucking top, all right?
Starbucks sponsoring?
No.
Oh, God.
Hide the label. Blur it out. Can we blur it out? Can we blur out this thing? Guys, we have our... This is ours. These desks are ours, by the way.
Did you see Ben and Emile's new set?
Dude. Ooh, we have a boat.
Dude,
ooh.
I don't think I could ever guest star on their pod.
Yeah, you can't swim.
I can't swim.
Yeah.
I can't make it out there. What am I going to do?
They don't have like a little raft you could get on.
Would you like push like a little board for me on the like a Titanic situation? Like the door?
Oh, yeah. And
then could you do that for me?
Yeah.
Would you do that for me?
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you, man.
I will kiss you, Zach. They got a fancy new boat, all right? It's called the Columbo. I'm a little jealous.
Did you see Emil take his shirt off?
Yeah, Andy
that
took
was
his,
hot.
Dude, Andy took... No, don't give him... Don't...
Sorry.
Now they're going to click off the video and watch their video just to see this shirt
off. Okay, yeah. We'll take our shirts off at the end of this
episode. Yeah, just
stay
stick
tuned.
Guys, I am going to destroy that boat.
Yeah. Oh.
I am going to take a thing of gasoline, douse it all over the boat, FaceTime Ben and Emil with the match, and go... Whoosh, whoosh. There's going to be screaming.
But then they're going to have to come back to our desk.
Oh, shit.
It's good that they're gone. We can do whatever the fuck we want here. What do you want to do? You want to pee? You want to set these desks on fire? Let's set these desks. Let's join their set.
Yeah.
Set these desks on fire. Let's just follow them around. Every set they have.
Don't ever leave them.
Yeah. I miss them already. I miss their smell.
I'm going to call some pirates to come Captain Phillips style, take their boat over.
Jesus. I feel like you've always wanted to do that.
I know.
And this is your one chance.
And it'd be a perfect opportunity because Ben does impressions. He could do a cool Tom Hanks impression.
What would it be?
I can't do Tom. Don't even dare ask me. I cannot. But congratulations, Ben and Emil.
Yeah, whatever.
Congratulations. It's a pretty cool boat.
We're only four episodes in. We'll get a stadium. We'll get a better stadium than this stadium.
The stadium's beautiful, dude. What are you
we sell out every fucking episode. These people don't leave. It's crazy.
Guys, and I wanna officiate this today. What do we call our fans, right? We had the meat tippers, we have the foul tippers.
I saw meat tips.
Meat tips. The tippies.
Meat tips is yeah.
I like tiny meat heads just because it fits in, you know.
Tiny meat tips.
Yeah.
Tiny meat tips. TMT.
Hear me out.
I'm TMT. Go ahead.
What do you think of this? Muhammad Army. That's right. Muhammad Army. You know, Logan Paul. These white guys have Army after their name.
But what about me? That doesn't make any sense.
You're part of the Muhammad Army.
I'm out. I'm out on the Muhammad Army.
All right. We make merch, right? It's camouflage t-shirts with red blood text that says Muhammad Army. Everyone can rock it. You won't get any dirty looks or anything.
I'm good. I don't want to be. Let's do the tiny meat tips.
All right, fine. Tiny meat tips or tiny meat heads?
Tiny meat. Let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the comments. You tell us.
We're down to two.
Yeah.
Not Muhammad Army. All right. No Muhammad Army.
Guys, let me know.
You have social this week.
That's right.
I got fired.
Yeah.
If you
Muhammad
missed,
Army's gonna be all over that shit, dude.
If you missed the open intro about 2 minutes ago, I got fired for running our socials account because I've been doing it for the start of this whole four episodes.
Yeah, and some guy left a rude reply to you or something.
Just one guy doesn't want me to do socials. Dude, what did I do?
You need a.
You know what's funny is I went on his profile and I saw like his tweets and all the likes. So you know how likes are semi-private, mm-hmm. you know for. Accounts. I went on his account and he retweeted all the ones that I liked. So we have the same kind of flavor.
Taste.
Yeah, the same taste. So what the fuck did I do?
What would you do if you tweeted like something sports related, right? And then the dude who wrote a bad comment ratioed you.
Someone tried to ratio me. I didn't know how to, what's the protocol? Am I supposed to reply to the ratio of me getting ratioed?
Well, no, because you're only going to help the ratio.
Good luck this week.
I'll be fine. Muhammad Army's got my back.
I hope you get ratioed every fucking tweet you have. I'm gonna reply on my own account ratio every time.
What? So I can get fired and then we have to.
I want my job. I have so much free time. This was fun for me. And Ryan just came in here and fucking fired my ass because I accidentally DM'd his sister.
Yeah, don't do that.
What's wrong with that?
Everything. You DMing athletes.
I wanted a discount on Southwest Airlines.
You're not going to get it from DMing her, all right? Can we scroll down a
little bit? I DM'd Cody's mom, too. Is that bad?
Yeah. What'd you say about Cody's
mom? I said, did you see Cody running over the weekend? He's looking so good.
What is his mom supposed to say to that?
Yeah, he's looking great. I love my son's body. That's what my mom tells me.
Well, yeah.
No, you're looking great.
I love your body.
Maybe slim down on the fucking alcohol for the weekend. I haven't drank all week.
Good How's job, that? Dude. Thank yeah, you. Wedding season's coming up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I have my nice wedding picture right here.
Let me see. Okay, so it's a picture of Zach and Tots in jerseys at a Super Bowl party. Okay, that's fun.
What year did the Niners make it to the Super Bowl?
2020.
No, 2020. Yeah. God damn it. I'm trying to end it right there.
I'm the last person you should be asking, right?
Audio listeners are like trying to, like, I'm flashing you signs of 2020, and they're like, oh, well, he's knowledgeable.
Guys, by the way, Zach's getting married in a few weeks.
15 days.
Yeah. Noel's getting married.
Oh, dude. Have you seen Noel's schedule?
Oh, for his tour?
His comedy tour?
Yeah.
Well, what was it? That's fucked day. Up, or his every comedy day. Tour is like fucked up, or something yeah. like that. I'm not saying his comedy tour is fucked up. I'm saying his name of the tour is like
something fucked
fuck
up.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck Waleed.
Fuck you.
Ah,
fuck
that's my joke. Okay, but everyone's doing everything.
Yeah. Ben and Emilio go to Japan.
Yep.
Zach's getting married.
Yep.
Cody's probably going to be on this big run.
Connor's
going to weddings.
He was just in Texas.
So it's just going to be me and Brooke here at TMG Studios.
Are you saying that you want to do a show together?
Guys, we're Brooke and Waleed, brand new show. It's called We Love Harry. And it's all.
Can I guest star? Because I actually love Harry Styles.
No, nope, sorry. Getting married.
I will cancel the wedding just to talk about Harry Styles.
Say what?
That Harry's the fucking best ever, and he's hot.
And then Tots is going to leave you, and then you're going to have way more free time.
I am worried that Harry Styles is a bad actor, though. Apparently, he did not. According to Twitter, I didn't watch the Don't Worry, Darling movie, but apparently he's not a very good actor.
What does this have to do with sports?
This is the beauty of Foul Tip. We talk fucking everything, and then we dabble in a little sports here and there, and then we kiss at the very end of that.
We kiss?
Off camera.
Oh, okay. It's like, not on camera, dude. That's private.
No, that's Foul Tip episode 5.
No, that's TMG Studios. That's TMGstudios.tv.
Hey. We forgot to plug that. You just did. Good job.
Zach, any sports? What's going on in the world of sports?
Niners playing tonight.
That's right.
This is going to be airing after the Niners game, so I'm either going to be looking like a fucking idiot
yep.
and hyping up a team.
Or you could look like a fucking stud.
Jimmy G, take us to the Super Bowl.
Why are you hiding his broken arm?
It's right here.
Okay.
It's still broken from episode 3. I broke Jimmy G's arm. But I think it's going to be a good game. I'm saying Niners 24-20.
That's the score?
Yes. Put money down, bitch.
You're going to put money on it?
I'm saying you. I don't have any money. I need you to
bet. I have a...
You put the money down for me.
I have 49ers money line.
I told you to bet on the Chiefs last night.
Yep.
How'd that go?
And I'm up, baby.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, Zach's a great bookie, all right?
I'm addicted to gambling, but through you.
Yeah.
I tell you to, like, hey, the fucking Mariners game.
Yeah, even though you made me lose that one time a lot of money.
Okay. You can't win them all right? Did you watch the Mariners game? What's the shirt that you have underneath?
Oh,
there?
Guys. The Mariners are in the fucking playoffs.
Yeah,
right?
Bro.
Right?
Did you watch the game?
I did watch the clip.
You watched the clip then?
I watched the clip.
The home
so
clip?
For the rest of the playoff season, I, Waleed Muhammad, am now an official Mariners bandwagon
Show
fan.
Show the shirt.
I have a t-shirt here that Zach actually lent me.
Oh, okay. I was going to let you just fucking pretend that you went out and bought it.
I'm a Mariners fan. Woo! Go Mariners!
Go M's!
Go M's!
Yeah, baby!
Any players I should call out?
Call out Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh!
Cal Raleigh. He hit the home run. Dude, that fucking home run was the sickest thing. You saw the clip, like yeah. you just said. The best home run ever.
When was the last time they
Look
got...
at this. I know we're not supposed to play the audio, but... if you have some free time, look up the Mariners home run call. It's absolutely amazing. This is the first time that they've been in the playoffs since 2001. You know what else happened in 2001, Waleed?
Dude,
Shrek?
Oh, okay.
Shrek's opening in the theaters?
Holy shit.
What?
Nothing.
It seems like you have some deep, dark, repressed memories of 2001. What happened? You didn't like Shrek?
No.
Shrek was great.
I love Shrek.
Got it. Okay.
Just Shrek.
Yeah. The two tall Shrek movies that just premiered in theaters and fucking soared to the top of the list.
So 2001 was the last time they went to the... Okay. Nice.
Look at this. April 22nd, 2001, Shrek premiered and it changed our lives. We have Never Forget Every Time Now for Shrek. April 22nd. Love it.
I have no comment.
Okay. That's fair. You don't like Shrek that much?
No.
Jesus Christ. It's just a fucking movie.
I love Shrek, Zach. It's not the point.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Jeez, man. I don't know what's going on with you today. So, but go M's.
Go M's. Who else are in the playoffs?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the full picture here.
Oh, okay, nice.
Way
nice,
easier.
Nice. This makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Okay, you want to hear my call?
Yes.
Mariners.
Okay.
And Dodgers, baby. World
Series.
Wow. We're going to the top.
Holy shit. I was actually like giving me little chills. Dude, baseball playoffs are the best. I fucking love baseball. Well, you know, I love baseball. I have a fucking hard on for baseball. I lost a ball for baseball.
Yeah.
And baseball playoffs are the best. Hockey playoffs are also really good. But I'm going to, I think I already said Yankees, Astros, yes, for the ALCS. And then I'll say Dodgers, Braves again for the NLCS. And then the clashing World Series will again be the Astros and the Dodgers. That's my guess.
All right. Fingers crossed. I love that. Dodger Blue.
They're so good. It's so annoying.
Why?
Because they're so good.
That's good for them to be good.
No, I'm a Giants fan.
Okay, but are you on this list? I don't see you.
We could have been. All right, we fucked up.
Are you on this list? Period.
Waleed's trying this TikTok joke. Waleed's the kind of guy where he will say the same joke over and over and over again until you laugh. And then once you laugh, he's got you hooked, and he will fucking drop the joke anytime, anywhere.
Period. Hey.
Yeah, that. Not funny to me yet. I laughed one time, all right? One out of 10. God.
It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, so who do you have again? You have Dodgers?
Mariners and Dodgers.
I have Astros, Dodgers.
All right.
Fuck the Dodgers. Sorry, I'm going to get hate for that one.
Yeah.
But I'm from the Bay, people, all right? I'm allowed to hate. I'm giving you props. They're going to the World Series, I bet. But they're going to lose.
You're just salty because your little Giants aren't on there.
They're big Giants.
Oh, shit. My bad.
They're big to me.
My bad, dude.
Our social account tweeted out, "Dear SF Giants fans, next year is going to be better than this year." Like, well, I don't know if you follow sports accounts, but anytime a sports team doesn't make the playoffs, they send a thank you to the fans for being there for us all year. And all these teams haven't done it yet because they are fucking in the playoffs.
Ha! Speaking about fans, I finished the Welcome to Wrexham. I mean, I'm caught up.
Oh, dope.
In the entire season.
Dude, it was actually, what is it, a documentary? Or
it's like a docu.
Documentary?
Yeah, not a documentary because they're making fun of it.
Yeah.
It's a docu-series, I guess.
Yeah.
It's basically Rob McKinley.
McKinley.
The guy from It's Always Sunny.
Yes.
And Ryan Reynolds buying a team from Wales. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting because they have no direct connection to Wales.
No.
Besides that, they just want to like have these underdogs fucking come to the top.
Yes. I learned a little bit of soccer. I'm going to fuck this up right now. I watched the episode, all right? But they have the Premier League is like the tippy top, and then they have the Champions League.
And there's the National League, right?
And then, after that, it's just like a whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know. Where's the Wrexham club at?
I think it's in the National.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where
but,
you said the National?
Yeah. But it's cool because you could be like a Manchester or a fucking Art. You could be at the top. And if you do so bad, you actually get.
Yeah, you get demoted.
You get fucking kicked down.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking crazy. Imagine your Giants would probably be all the way in the bottom.
That's not fair. We had 107 wins last year. We're at least at the Champions League right now. We were in the Premier.
Yeah. But now.
Fellas.
Oh,
holy
shit.
What's up?
What's up, brother?
Great lighting in the room.
Yeah, you look like you're in heaven.
I know.
Heaven.
I'm trying to fix it.
What's up? Little Sass,
how
ladies and gentlemen.
Doing?
Harry Sasquatch.
Harry Sasquatch. Congratulations.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Do you guys want? I have like a. Should I use a microphone or is this fine?
No, you are yelling in our ears right now. Yeah, we actually need you to fucking tone it down a little bit.
Dude, no, you're looking good. Where are you right now? Is this your home? Is this your bed? What is this?
Yeah, I'm sitting on my bed actually with a. I live in New York City, so my apartment's really small. So I have a ladder where I'm resting my laptop, and then I'm sitting on my bed.
I was gonna ask, you look like a twin bed kind of guy. Are you a twin size bed?
Yeah, it's actually it's a big boy bed, but it takes up all the entire room.
Okay.
Now, big boy meaning a full or a queen?
A full.
Yeah.
And you're just abusing the fuck out of that thing, right? You know?
Oh yeah. That's a dog, man.
Dude, he's the king of New York, and he just bangs out on a twin bed. Love it.
Oh yeah.
How's Barstool? Are you working today?
Yeah, I got to go in after this. We do a live show called The Yak every day.
Okay.
From like 1 to like 2:30.
Okay.
And it's basically just like talking. There's not really much of a concept to it.
So, Sass, I didn't know this, but you're like super young. You're a fetus.
We're supposed to tell you happy birthday. His birthday was January, February, March, April 15th.
Happy April birthday.
Fuck. I had it written down. I looked it up. I thought it was all cool.
So how old are you now?
Happy birthday.
I'm 21.
20. Oh, he could drink. Have you had a drink yet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say he's had a drink.
Did you have a drink before your 21?
Hey.
I can't say.
Little bad boy. Little sass.
Sass, so are you into sports at all? I know you were doing some bets yesterday. How did those bets go?
I just started betting. Well, obviously I just turned 21, so I couldn't bet before that, but I just started betting.
What a good boy.
I just started betting like recently. I was in Phoenix, and it was the same day as the Nate Diaz fight.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm going to bet on this. So I bet on that and I made my account. And then I was like, well, now I guess I'll just bet on every single game ever.
That's addiction.
And are you
good?
Are you up or are you down?
I don't know. I don't ever add money.
Do you know how to add the money?
Yeah, but I don't. I do very small bets. Like I bet like on like a lot of games yesterday, but all my bets are like $5.
Nice.
That's good. That's good.
And I'll do like 7-leg parlays.
That's nice. Safe addiction.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes.
You're not tipping over, right? You're not going overboard. All right. Good.
Thank God.
But
did you watch? Yeah, so were you ever into sports beforehand?
No.
Before betting, nothing.
No, not at all.
Not even Air Bud?
No, not even Air Bud.
Dude, what?
I used to watch playoff hockey a lot when I was younger, but I'd say like in the last couple of years, I've probably watched like four full games ever.
Damn.
That's great. I think that's impressive.
But like yesterday, I watched 4 full games probably. So
there you go. Now, isn't it mandatory at Barstool to like watch sport? Like
I was gonna say,
don't they have sports everywhere?
Yeah,
yeah. There's like, there's like 2 different groups. It's like majority, it's like sports and people betting and stuff like that. And then there's like another side where it's people that are just like content and like comedy stuff.
Okay,
fuck yeah.
So how many do you know off the top of your head? How many podcasts does Barstool have?
I want to say like active podcasts. I think it's like around 70.
Jesus Christ. We're trying to overtake Barstool. So we're hardcore competitors with Barstool.
Yeah.
So any dirt that you have on Dave, can we cancel Dave again?
Yeah.
Is he uncancelable? Is there anything you can give us? Do you not like him?
I've talked to Dave like 5 times ever, and I've been there for like 2.5 years.
Is he like the kind of guy that's just like dictator, like don't talk to me, I'm fucking CEO of this company, everyone else is just...
I think everyone thinks that, but I think like if you go up and you talk to him, like he's not going to be like, get the fuck away from me.
That's how Cody is.
Know. Yeah, Cody. Ooh,
yeah.
Dude, Cody's
I've heard.
Just, yeah. he won't let us on his pod.
Yeah, he won't let us talk to him.
Yeah.
Off hours.
It's really annoying.
You guys... Do you guys all record? So, like, are you guys all in the same studio with the, like a backdrop or what?
We're in a stadium.
It's
the
green
screen.
There's no green screen. We're in a stadium right now. Can you not tell? So you started Son of a Boy Dad with Roan? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and that was with Barstool, or Barstool signed Son of a Boy Dad?
I started that with Barstool. So Roan has been at Barstool for like 5 or 6 years. And we met through that, and that's how we started it. But he's he's a really interesting guy. He's like a world champion battle rapper.
I was just about to tell you. I did a little research. He's verified on TikTok, and I'm wondering what the fuck. And I scroll a little bit, and he's got like rap battles, and he's a rapper. He's like just the complete opposite of you, Sass. Like I don't know how the fuck you guys work together.
Yeah, that's an interesting duo you got going on.
Yeah, it's very funny because he did it for 10 years, and he's been retired for like 5 years, I think. And he's very like humble and doesn't talk about it. But then like randomly you'll just find out and you're like, dude, you were like, you had an entire other life before this.
Yeah.
You ever spit some bars soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never.
He's
would be mortifying.
Are you saying he's the king of New York?
He might be.
Oh my God, dude.
No, he's a Philly guy. He's a big Philly guy.
Oh God. Dude, I would love it if fucking like a ASAP Rocky came after you. Be like, I'm the king of, like, he actually got mad that you called yourself the king of New York.
Yeah, I did it as, like, a joke. And then, like, I mean, obviously it still is a joke. But, like, there's, like, hundreds of people who try and, like, claim that as their real title.
The World of T-Shirts guy on TikTok. I don't know if you ever.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's
just making
fucker.
Sure. Yeah.
I hate him.
Whoa. Dude, let's go. Let's start some fucking drama. He's a little special, so maybe, you know, don't hate on him too much. But he's a little interesting.
No, is he still popping off? I'm not on TikTok at all anymore. I like deleted the app and everything.
So
why?
I hate it. That app is the worst fucking thing.
So we watched your bussin' with Will Compton and Roan like back in January, and all the questions that we had to throw away because it was literally everything that you talked about was like, all right, he's already talked about this shit. But you still hate TikTok. You hated Vine in the last stages of Vine days, right? I don't know if you remember this interview.
Last days?
Yes. You said the last year of Vine, everyone was like, oh, now Vine's going away. Now I miss Vine. But you watched Vine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that definitely is true.
You watched Vine in sixth grade? That's what you said on the pod.
I was probably watching it in like sixth to like ninth grade.
Are we your role? Please don't say we're like your role models. Or like, do you have like Vine people that kind of like shaped who you are today?
Yeah, King Batch, Perp Drake. Yeah, loves all those guys.
Yeah, King Batch, Curtis. What is that guy's
Curtis
name?
Lepore. Curtis Lepore. Great, good stuff. Wow, it's really shaping who you are today, Sass. Love that for you.
No, but I watched your guys' Vines.
We're sorry.
When I was in like eighth grade, probably.
That's incredible. I feel so old.
Nick, Coletti, Nate. You guys know Nate,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah, yes,
yes.
I love Nate.
I was on their pod.
Friendship is kind.
Look at this guy. Look at Sass.
So did you gentleman. Make? Did you
I
make?
Keep, I still, I'm still up to date on the scene,
dude. Yeah, you're not too king of New Yorkish for us. Yeah. Thank God.
No.
Did you did you make Vines in sixth grade? Like,
no.
Okay.
Only a watcher.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We
saw content back in the day. You were filming in like your college dorm room. Is this right? And do you have any roommate stories, horrendous roommate stories, or were you living alone, or what was the
situation?
Yeah,
were you a bachelor?
Twin bed?
Yeah, no, I did. I did live with a roommate, and there was one time where he came home when I was filming something, and like I never like told him anything. I wasn't like, oh yeah, I make videos or anything like that, because that would be lame. But I was like, I was filming, or maybe I was taking a picture for like a tweet, and I had my nose pressed up against the TV, as in like that was how I was watching TV. And he came home, and I was like sitting at his desk with my nose pressed against the TV. And he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then like I played it off like I was just trying to watch TV, even though the TV was off and my face was pressed against it. And he was like, he like sat there and like helped me turn it on and everything. And I was like, this is
wait, the TV was off? It wasn't even on?
The TV was off.
So how'd you explain that? I was like,
he just didn't know how to turn on the TV to watch it. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was brutal. Well, that was pretty much it, I think. I don't think he ever found my like Twitter account or anything until after I left school.
Yeah, besides jacking off. Probably.
Yeah. When I first lived with people, it's when my Vine stuff started. It was Jack. And I asked Jack because, like, I needed help, like, filming. Like, I wasn't really, solo guy, and I need someone to record for me. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And, like, he just didn't really get the fact that I was, like, really trying super hard to be, like, Vine famous. And I made it, baby, and look at me now. So fuck you, Jack.
Yeah. Zach was thirsty on Vine.
Like, I was thirsty.
In the early, like, before he really popped off, he would leave comments, be like, what would you say?
I said, check out my page. It's like really worth checking out. Like, I was a name.
Oh, yeah.
I was a, check me out kind of guy. It worked though.
No, I was doing shit like that too.
See?
I was doing it on Twitter.
Okay.
But also, I was like 14.
You were one of those fucking like anime AVs kind of guys?
Yeah. I would like send my tweets to like hundreds of accounts to the point where I almost got banned for spam.
Jesus.
And then one dude replied and he was like, dude, you got to stop doing this. It's just never gonna benefit you.
You're like the mixtape guy who drops it in viral videos, like fucking like Hurricane Tampa reef or like help us out kind of shit. And like someone just drops a mixtape like in the thread, like, Jesus, man, like we're trying to fucking help people out here.
Yeah.
Sass, any big bets for the week? Anything that you want to recommend for the people?
So I had a parlay that included the 49ers. It's the 49ers tonight, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a parlay that included that, but then I had the Bucks for the parlay too, and they lost, so that's dead. I'm going to the Bills game on Sunday.
Nice.
Okay, nice.
Hell yeah.
Are you saying the Bills are going to win?
Are you going to table? What's the fucking table jump into the table thing? You ever see that?
Yeah.
Are you going to do that? Table? What is it called? It's like table dives?
Probably not.
Oh, dude. You're lame.
But I am going. I'm going to be in Buffalo. And
can you tell Josh hi for me? Josh Allen?
Josh Allen? Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll tell him what's up.
My guy. Fuck yeah.
But he's like a huge fan of Sass. Bet on the Bills.
All right, nice. All
okay,
right.
Cool.
That's Sass's official pick of the week. This is not financial advice.
Can you pick a random baseball team to bet on for tomorrow?
Who's playing tomorrow?
Who's playing?
Take your pick. Who's the Red Sox are playing? The Mets are playing. The Mariners are playing.
I'll take the Mets.
Money line on the Mets. All right, Sass's pick of the week.
Hell yeah!
Are the Mets still good? I don't follow baseball.
They're
gonna really super good.
They just got swept by the Braves, and now they're gonna be a wild card team. But they led the NL East for 170 days, and they lost the division lead yesterday. So after 2 days, they're officially out of like the NL East running. Not officially, but
they still got a chance.
They kind of do.
The Braves. So they're not gonna win. So like where I work, like obviously it's in
New
York, and like
sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot of huge Met fans.
Is Frank the guy? Like, is he real?
Yeah.
Is he real?
Yeah, Frank's real.
That guy is off the wall weird. All right.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's crazy. Like he's a straight up psycho, but he's like. I mean, he's lived in New Jersey his entire life, and
well,
he's always been a Mets fan.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like a diehard. He's been at Barstool not that long. Like, he was part-time there for a really long time because they were like, we don't think we can have him in the office because he's so crazy.
He's fucking nuts.
Yeah. He just got signed. I think he's probably been there for like 2 years now. And he's been like the Mets season for him. It's like tough to be around him because he's just going crazy the whole time. But he's hilarious. He's awesome.
Hell yeah.
He got famous because of this. Like, you should watch it. It's hilarious. He does this whole rant about New Jersey transit. And there's like a news person, like the whole train transit got shut down. And there's like a news person there filming him. And he's just screaming, like going insane. And he like went on like Fox News and like CNN and like everything to like do interviews about it. And then he like exploded after that.
Love it.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah. But he's like a diehard Devils fan and Mets fan.
He's a Dolphins fan as well. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why he's a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I was hoping you would have some information about that. Just like Tua
but he's
fan.
A big Dolphins fan.
Got it.
I think it's probably just fun to be a Dolphins fan.
It's a good time. It's a good time to be a Dolphins fan.
All right, so you got Bills for on Sunday, money line, and you got the Mets for tomorrow. I'll also throw down with you, so we could all eat good together.
The Bills will win. The Bills are gonna win.
Yes.
I mean, they're like the huge favorite.
They will win.
All right,
it's easy money.
So I don't know who the Mets. I don't know anything about who the Mets are playing.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, they're gonna win.
We'll take care of the money line.
They're gonna win.
Yeah.
Sass, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Tell everyone we said hi.
No, tell everyone we're taking them over.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'll let them know.
We're coming for their necks.
Tell them Foul Tip is fucking shooting up the charts and watch out for us.
Yeah, next up.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Good luck on the yak thing that you're doing.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye, Mr. Sass.
Bye, Harry Sass.
See ya.
What a nice guy.
Love him.
What a, very sweet. He's still on, yeah. Fuck that guy.
Dude, I had so many other questions I wanted to ask him.
Oh, sorry. Would you want
to? No, it's okay.
You can ask me.
I'll just text him. Another amazing guest, by the way.
Oh,
Sass,
yeah.
Thank you so much for being on. That was my connect.
That was Zach's first guest.
Dude, I felt so old talking to this man. He's a great guy. I wonder if he wanted to be signed by Barstool. Because apparently, so he got signed by Barstool during COVID. And he was just kind of like, I saw the interview with Bussin with the boys or whatever the fuck it's called. And he said that he got signed by Barstool like during COVID just needed like a job. And like, he wanted to do a writing gig. So I don't know if he like even, I know
so he needs help.
Yeah. I don't know if he said that he wanted, or I know he said that he doesn't like sports. So just like hearing him talk like that he works for Barstool, I wonder if it's like just.
Yeah.
Has to.
He's stuck.
Yeah. Like you, with Foul Tip.
Oh, I love it. Real quick, we're talking about the Wrexham doc.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to finish out because I loved the documentary so much. I felt so inspired.
Yeah, you're coming back to it.
Yeah, I'm going back. Yeah. And I told Zach, I was like, listen, what is there a good team that, you know, we can express our interest to and potentially buy? And what was the team that you brought up?
The Modesto Nuts?
The Modesto freaking Nuts.
We didn't plan this at all or anything.
I have their Instagram link. Can
you explain who the Modesto Nuts are, or do you want me to explain it?
I did a lot of research because I love the Nuts.
Yeah, you do. Can you go careful with the S at the end of Nuts?
Yeah, sorry. They're a minor league baseball team in, of course, the beautiful
Explain what a
city.
Minor league baseball team is.
It's the one before...
It's like
big
the soccer.
Leagues. Yeah. Like the Wrexham thing. And look how cursed their fucking mascot is.
Oh my God. Who are these people next? What the fuck? Please tell me this is like Halloween, August 26th. Oh my God.
Is
that what my nut looks like?
Dude, yeah, you knew exactly
Dude,
what they're...
take the other one out. I don't want that in my body either.
That's probably what yours looked like when they took it out.
They couldn't edit out the CapCut logo at the very end?
Dude, the thing is, it doesn't even look like an actual like peanut or anything. It just looks like a ball.
It looks like a brain.
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
That has veins, dude.
Okay, they're going to hear this, and we're trying to buy them.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Dude, okay, get the fuck out of this. What is this?
He's like scared.
Yeah, what the hell?
What is going on?
Pro Wrestling Revolution training. Oh, in San Jose! Hey! Why are we repping this?
I want everyone to stand by us here when I say Foul Tips are ambassadors. Hang on. Foul Tips are ambassadors of the Modesto Nuts.
Even though we just bashed their mascot.
Even though we just bashed their
mascot. We're gonna fine tune the mascot.
Yes, yes. And guys, there's Modesto Nuts. If you're watching this, me and Zach would be great business partners for your future endeavors. Zach, obviously, a great mascot for the brand.
Suck on my nut.
Because he has one of them. And I could...
Is that a good slogan?
Yeah, that was a good slogan.
Yeah.
Suck my nut. Suck my nut. Suck. Oh, they have a female. They have a female mask nut.
Is that an ovary?
No, it's just a cashew, I hope.
Mascot mania. Fucking rep the ovaries.
Because Modesto Nuts, listen, I could turn your team into a $1 million franchise, all right? I'm talking toys. I'm talking...
Jockstraps.
I'm talking jockstraps. I'm talking food. Modesto Nuts.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
With two nuts.
With two nuts on each side. With nuts topped over it.
That would be brilliant.
That would be pretty
good. With mayonnaise?
Yeah.
For like...
Oh, come?
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say cream, but all right. In between the pods. Dude, this is great.
All the
children are like, Dad, look what I got. Or something. Dad's like, okay, we're never coming back here.
We're fucking out. I even got so inspired to make a t-shirt last night. If you want to pull it up, I have it. I got nutted in Modesto. Dude, this would fly off the fucking shelves, all right?
People are going to use this as a cum rag.
No, they're not. Imagine you after a game, you're like, oh, I want a souvenir from this great, fun game I had.
Modesto nuts, first place. I got nutted in Modesto. Yeah, yeah, give me that one, a large, please. Where's the ovary one? I want the ovaries, please.
You're telling me this wouldn't fucking pop off?
I think it would pop off, honestly.
Modesto nuts, that's a free fucking idea for you, all right? You guys take it, and you rock with it, and when you sell $1 million worth of t-shirts, come holler at me and Zach.
And we'll take over the ownership.
And we'll take over the ownership.
We will make your team better.
The season starts in April, right?
Yeah.
We're going to a game.
I'm so down.
We're going to invite all everyone.
We can sleep at my mom's house.
Yeah. Everyone can sleep at your mom's house.
Okay. She's single.
Guys, in April, clear your calendars. Me and Zach will find a game to go to. Everyone will go together.
Dude, that'd be so sick.
Everyone will go to Modesto.
A TMG event. Meat tips for life.
We all go to Modesto. The worst.
It's maybe the worst city out there, besides
Stockton. No, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
We love nut.
Suck my nuts.
All right. Die Hard. What's our documentary going to be called? Welcome to Modesto? Suck My Nut?
Nutty for Modesto.
Okay. I think Welcome to Modesto is simple and way better than that. All right?
Can we see how much it costs to buy a minor league team? If we just Google search.
You're doing great, Zach. Our PA is sick today. Should we wish Kyle well?
He's not a PA. He's a producer.
Producer.
Get his goddamn fucking title right.
I'm going to be fired twice.
The other day you called them workers, like they're like they're fucking laborers.
I was hungover. I don't know how the fuck we did that.
All right. Let's see. How much to buy a minor league team? $8 million. $30 million.
Let's go.
Fuck.
Operating income. Stadium cost is 30. Dude, I don't think we could do this.
Dude, I don't think we can afford this. Fuck.
Hey, Ryan, I know you just fired me for being a social media manager, but I'm going to need a raise.
Can we get a loan?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's going to say how much the Modesto nuts are.
Maybe
are
if worth. People just kept subscribing to tmgstudios.tv, we can make enough money to buy the Modesto nuts.
That is the fucking goal here. All right. I will
keep subscribing to TMG Studios, and we will own a minor league team.
Let's just call Cody and Noel and be like, hey, guys, let's just hold a few million dollars.
I promise you it's in good faith. We'll make this thing work.
Oh, I guess their value isn't listed. That means they're on sale.
Because no one wants to go to Modesto. All right, we're good. We're good here.
All right, official team of the Foul Tips. Modesto nuts. We're going to die for you. I'm going to get one tatted.
I'm not dying for the Modesto.
I'm dying for the
I got close to death already for my nut, and yeah. I will not die again for another nut. All right? I'm done with the nuts. Except Modesto nuts. Modesto nuts.
Speaking about fucking
I'll come close to death for you.
People making fucking bank. The Denver Nuggets. Did you see that?
Yes.
They're fucking cashing the fuck.
Dude, he's making $625,000 a year. A year. How athletic are you? Would you drop this to become an NBA mascot?
Oh, 1,000%.
I would honestly fucking drop this for $625,000. I'm sure everyone here would understand.
Rocky makes 10 times the average salary of an NBA. 10 times more.
Dude. Top comment. Rocky got some dirt on the owner. Confirmed. Dude, that's honestly probably true.
That's very true, actually.
Dude, a fucking little...
Well, it's probably like
a lion?
It's probably like a furry fetish with the owner.
You think so?
Yeah, the owner like makes him dress up and like, I don't know.
He's just
stuff.
Watching from the press boxes?
Yeah.
Binoculars? That's my boy.
That's
$625,000, baby.
That's my
prize.
That's my Rocky. come after the box.
Can we look up the BYU? I have it in the doc. This guy deserves, if you guys saw the video over the weekend, it's on House of Highlights, you know, all the top sports. This BYU mascot deserves the six. I don't see Rocky doing this shit.
No, not at all.
Look at this. He fails on the top one, barely. Slipped a little bit, and he says, no, fucking bring it on. We're doing this again. Hypes up the crowd and does it again.
Fuck, dude. He deserves.
This deserves $625,000.
Look, he's doing more.
Dude, he's doing one-arm push-ups on top of three tables.
Wow.
That's
badass.
That's $625,000.
What is he going to do now, a backflip?
Oh.
Dude, imagine.
My God.
Imagine he did all that and then fucking ate shit at the end.
What if he just takes his head off and it's Lil Sass?
I'm like, holy shit.
That's what he does. Dude, BYU gets. I always thought, you know, Utah was a little dry, you know, a little whitish. It is, but BYU is fucking sick.
Yeah, I want to go there.
This is dope.
I can't believe all.
How much would you pay this mascot? Like, if he did this every game, every Saturday.
Well, I would be like, hey, switch it up a little bit. I got to think.
If he did this every Saturday?
Listen, Zach, I'm an ambassador of the Modesto Nuts. I got to think about the brand, the future of the team, you know?
You're right.
You can't be doing the same thing.
You're right.
You got to switch it up a little bit.
Okay, do you think?
At least 100K.
Do you think this guy would tackle a streaker?
Yes.
Running across the
field? Yes, 1,000%. Did you see, I saw a video of a streaker running and a fucking like baseball player hits him.
Yes. I have a video of it.
Oh, okay.
Pulled up, ready to go. I have a theory that streaking isn't as bad as what the world tells you. Okay. I have a theory.
The world.
It's apparently a felony. But I don't agree with that. It's one night in jail. Okay. It's a slap on the wrist. But if you hate like a sport and a team so much, like you don't care as at all if you get banned from the stadium, why not just go fucking streaking? Go viral for a second. You know what I mean? Just like this guy gets away. This guy gets away from the security and just he doesn't have to spend a night in jail. And he's viral. His Twitter's on the fucking top of the YouTube page.
Oh, shit. He actually made it.
He does. I have another one of, I think it's the 2 minute 12 one. 2 minute 12 seconds.
Oh, this is the one I saw.
This is, yeah. A player tackles, a player gets involved and tackles a streaker. You can interact with a fucking fan, with an athlete, I mean. Yeah. That's sick. That's hella cool. I have one for tonight's game. A streaker in back in like 2010 or whatever, whenever it was the St. Louis Rams. This is going to be me tonight. The Niners are playing the Rams tonight in the Bay. This is going to be me streaking on the field for fucking Trey Lance, Jimmy G. And watch the way that the security guard tackles this guy so sexually. Ah, yes. Woo! Sleep, my child. And look at the fan. He's just loving it. And then
because it's probably a fucking rush.
Ruin his day. That's one night in jail.
And I love how the players just have to stand there.
That's one night in jail, and he never has to go to Levi Stadium again. He's banned for life.
So it's you're saying it's everyone should be streaking.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to take your clothes off. But just look at this guy. He's just waiting for some attention. He's not loved at home. You know, he just needs to. Oh,
shit, the players.
Oh my God. Is this James Robinson?
Oh shit, what's happening? Oh fuck, the player came out.
Let's go. The players said we're on fourth and goal. The season is on the line, and we have to fucking wait
off
for this
thing.
Shit. Oh,
shit.
Oh, dude.
The players go after him?
They are risking, like, their health for this streaker. Yeah. Oh, God. Everyone just wants this guy dead.
Are they kicking his ass?
Oh, he's still running.
They're just having fun now.
Is this Zeke?
Oh, wait. Are they protecting him?
Are they helping him? Oh, they're helping him. That's actually hilarious.
Dude,
all right.
How come no one's streaking naked? What happened to streaking naked? There you go.
I think ever since, COVID, dicks are shrinking. It's a whole body issue now. The vaccines are affecting penis sizes. It's first example A right here, baby.
Really?
It's a whole thing. Sorry, babe. Can't talk to you about this. But how do you think the police should handle this situation?
I think they should justify the amount of time and the punishment by measuring your penis size. All right. Now, if it's smaller, you should do less time because they feel bad. You know, mm-hmm. They're like, oh man. Mm-hmm. But if it's huge and mm-hmm. big, like Noel's, mm-hmm. they should fucking put you in life for prison.
So you go streaking, a police captures you. How long are you in jail for? Are you out?
At least a few years, 1,000%. At least a few years.
I think they want me out on the streets. They want me out there.
Are you sure?
No, I'm fucking in there just as long as you. We're cell buddies.
big fantasy weekend.
You won.
I won for the first time in my fucking...
Dude, so... This is your first time ever playing fantasy, your first time ever being caring about sports ever in your life. How does it feel?
It feels fucking great.
Did you get the rush?
I got the rush, And
were you checking your app over and over again?
After three L's, I have a fucking W now, baby. Let's fucking go.
That was poetry.
Listen, there's no only W in my name, all right? No no L's in my... Wait. There's an L in my
Waheed?
Name. Waleed.
Waheed. Dude, I, you almost had it.
I almost had
that
it.
That was almost really cool.
Yeah, almost.
What comes first, though?
W, baby.
W, baby. I'm pulling up what we had over the weekend.
You got to do the...
Dude, I had a close game. I played Cody.
Wait. Hang on, dude. Oh. You didn't do the intro.
Oh. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen. TMG Studios Fantasy Update. We still don't have any edits for this, so I have to do it every fucking time. Kyle's sick, so he's not able to do it this time either. But don't worry about it. I got you covered. I played Cody. He kept his lineup the same.
Yeah.
Luckily for him, it actually almost worked out. I was sweating bullets on Monday night or Sunday night because he had Mike Evans and Leonard Fournette, and they fucking went off.
Right.
I won 159-148.
Congratulations.
It got close. It was 107 when the Sunday night game started. And I was like, this is whatever.
Yeah.
And it got close. But you, my friend, you fucking put up 120 points to Connor's 67.
Fuck you, Connor.
And you still have one player to play.
Oh, that's probably going to go up even more.
Yeah. Dude, great job. Fuck yeah.
And what about Ben, Connor, Brooke?
Ben played Noel. Dude, Noel is...
Noel's
going to stream. I saw a comment on the YouTube. Noel's going full Joker mode if he streams. And I 100% agree with
that. Here's the thing. Now that I got my W, I'm tied.
Noel is going to go fucking...
And the thing is, Noel's not going to know. And no one here better fucking tell him, all right? Whoever's back there. All right? Because I am not streaming. I'm going
to
get this.
No, I will continue to help you. I will set your lineups. You're doing great. You set your
Brooke,
own lineup.
By the way, is crushing it.
She lost.
Oh. The last few weeks, she's been crushing.
She lost to Emile's 156.
Okay, but who can win? Emile's been also...
Emile's crushing
it.
Emile's 3-1. I'm 4-0. Oh, God. Life is good. Life is good.
So who am I playing next week?
You're playing Ben. We about to fucking call Ben. Ruin his day. He's stock trading right now. He's stock trading. He's up early. He's up money-wise. He's about to get fucking wrecked.
I call this bastard.
He is his dad.
What does that mean? Oh, he's picking up. Hey, buddy.
Uh-oh, shit. What is this?
Hey Ben, you're on the set of Foul Tip.
How's your tummy today?
Oh boy. All right, good morning.
Hey, these desks feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've earned it. You got our trash. That's our leftovers.
I like trash.
Yeah, how's your boat? How's the insurance on the boat? It's probably costing you a leg and an arm, huh?
No, we go uninsured, man.
Oh, Jesus. Jeez. Dude, man. Well, don't tell me that.
We don't need insurance. With the meal as captain, there's never going to be an issue.
When are you taking your shirt off?
When am I? I'll take it off right now.
No. It's fine. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Anyway. Oh, he's showing me his belly now.
Is.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish my hair didn't look like this morning.
No one can tell. Ben, guess what? I'm playing you in fantasy this week.
Hell yeah, man. What does it show? Who's got the better odds?
What did Ben score last week?
Ben scored 123.
Oh, so we're close.
That was last week, though. It does. Ben is projected for 132, while Waleed is projected for 119.
Oh, man, that's a close game.
That is a close game, Ben, and I want to...
not close.
I want to...
That's literally not close.
It is going to be close, because I'm going to fucking win.
Ben's projected to already win by 54%. You guys cannot get how fantasy works.
Listen, Ben, fuck you, okay? Suck my dick, all right?
Okay.
I have a fantasy for you.
What's your fantasy?
It's you, your teeth on the curb when I kick your face in. Ben, you know I'm joking, right? I love you.
Yeah, I know you're kidding.
Okay.
Put your shirt on, Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, guys. Have a good show. Thanks for calling.
Have a good stock trading day.
Take care of the desks.
Of course, we will.
Okay. Bitch.
fucking pussy.
I hope you kick his fucking ass.
Dude, that curb comment.
Can you slip him some powder, or what's his protein shake that he drinks?
Oh, yeah, his stomach's hurting every goddamn.
Slip him some. Yeah. Over the weekend.
Dude, when I said that curb comment, I was like, what am I? Oh, my God. What am I
saying? It's fantasy, bro. The more W's you get, the fucking crazier you get.
Dude, I don't know what's coming over me with this
fantasy.
It's
called winning.
Okay.
And I'm 4-0, and you don't want to get on my bad side.
Dude, when you lose, this could be such a funny day.
So Ben is still texting me on the side.
Don't text him back this week.
Every day.
Don't text him back.
Or every Sunday. I'll give him a break. Oh, dude. So Ben, the other, on Wednesday, he said I made a trade. So I looked under the transaction section, and I was like, I didn't see any trades happen.
Yeah.
He dropped a player and added a player, and he called that a trade. And I was like, and I texted Ben. I was like, dude, Ben, that's not a trade. He's like, yeah, I traded players. I was like, no, Ben, that's just a transaction. Like, you just made a waiver wire move.
Nerd.
Ben, love you, but that was fucking hilarious when you fucked that up. And your teeth are going to get knocked out this week.
Yeah, by me.
Love it.
No L's in my name. Only W's.
Why do you have to look to see how to make a W with your hand? Do you not know?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my, how many W formations can you make? Why don't you just do this?
How do you do that?
The west side? No?
I got it.
That's the shocker. Oh, God. You're going to shock Ben?
I know you're the fucking... I know you're the fucking sports pro. You know everything 100%. About sports.
4-0.
I figured it would be fun if I put you on a sport that you didn't know.
Okay.
Chess, boxing.
Holy shit.
All right. It's a real thing. You're probably asking me, hey, what is it?
I'm wondering how this relates to sports podcasts.
It's a real sport. Look at this. This is the creator. All right. It's Ipen Rupin something.
This guy looks like Edward Snow or Eric Snow. What's the
this is his,
Snowden?
This is his new identity.
Got it.
Basically, chess boxing started about, I think, like 20 years ago. And the rules are first one to knock out or first one to checkmate. And it's six rounds of chess and five rounds of boxing, 3 minutes each.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you're literally playing.
I can knock you out in 30 seconds flat. Is it boxing first and then chess?
I think it's chess first. So I might have.
there's a round under your belt.
But look at this. Okay, so they scrap. Holy they scrap.
Okay, these aren't professional boxers. Not that I'm a fucking.
The thing is, you could be subpar in both categories.
Okay, which name do you think is more intimidating, Cheyenne?
Doreen Dulab
or Matt Reed?
Matt Reed, to be honest.
Matt Red. That's a sleeper joke.
Okay.
Like a pass.
Basically, they play chess, right? They have a timer.
Okay.
And then after that, they fucking start, they scrap.
Why are the commentators wearing elf costumes?
Don't worry about the commentators. Watch the fucking fight.
I can't look away. It's December 15th. I guess it's Christmas related.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So you don't have to be good.
Do you have to put your shirt on to play chess? Because I notice now they have their shirts off.
No, they put on like a robe sometime. Or
are you going to cross your legs when you play chess?
It's like hella intellectual. But look at this. And then they start fighting.
Yeah. I saw there was a clip that you showed me. A guy was concussed and he accidentally grabbed the wrong pawn, the other opponent's pawn, and tried to play with him. And that's when he knew that he
fucked it up. Well, that's why I think this sport is so interesting is because... Like, throughout the game, you keep getting your fucking head knocked out.
All I have to do is just watch Queen's Gambit for, like, one episode. Just hold it for, like, one round, and that's when I'll just go absolutely...
What the fuck is this?
Okay. I know Kyle's gone. What the fuck is happening? What the fuck was...
Oh, shit!
He's a player?
My bad.
Which guy do you think he is? Anthony.
I think he's Anthony.
Do you think this is Lil Sass?
Pulls it off.
Lil Sass just has so many side jobs.
Here's the thing. There's
he did take his... He took his shit off. Unless this is still...
No, he did take off his shit.
Yeah, so they play with shirts on.
Yeah.
Chess.
Yeah.
Because the nipples are probably super intimidating.
What do the shirts have to do with anything?
I just want to make sure I'm looking good while I'm sitting, all right? Because sometimes when you're hunched over, you don't look so good.
I agree, actually.
Wedding season, baby. I have to look out for these kind of things.
But then they start fucking scrapping each other.
Yeah.
All right. And that's why I'm thinking maybe we mix up some sports together. All right.
Oh.
That's it. Game's over.
Fucking checkmate.
Yeah. Legit.
Can I teabag you?
No, that's
you don't want one nut in your face? It's just like a little Christmas ornament.
I'm like, why is the balance so off? Why is he leaning right?
You wouldn't think this if you were fucking out for the count, all right?
All right, podcast boxing.
Okay.
30 minutes of recording.
Okay.
We hop here, we fight, whatever.
Okay.
And then we get back into recording the rest of the episode.
All right.
And then done. See,
hell yeah.
Okay, for real?
Yeah.
All right.
Can we do football breakdancing?
How does that work?
You play four downs.
Okay.
And if you don't get the first down, I fucking have to do like a little move, bust a move.
Uh-huh.
And if I wow the crowd, then I get the first down.
So like a mascot thing?
Yeah. If I can fucking moonwalk and the crowd's like, holy shit, how did Zach do that? First down.
Okay. Mario Party body shots.
Okay.
You ever play body shots before?
I've taken a body shot. Okay.
All right. You play a round of Mario. You play the mini game, right? You put the controller down.
Yes.
You walk to the side.
Okay.
Fucking 3 minutes, pure body shots, no face, no lower waist.
Okay.
And then you go back playing the mini game.
Okay.
All right.
I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
You know I have like a 2-pack.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Fuck.
Watch. I'm just trying to intimidate you a little bit. A little curb stomp talk.
My bad. My bad. Dude, I was thinking, how funny would it be if we got a mascot to come?
For Foul Tip?
For, as a guest.
Oh, for this. Or we, like our little sports talk.
Yeah, and we didn't have them talk. Just charades.
You just have him sit right here?
No, we can have him on Zoom.
That's great. We ask him questions, but he can't answer?
Yeah, well, we have to guess what he's saying.
Ah.
Charades.
Got it. What questions would you ask him?
Is it hot in there?
Yes.
Dude, I don't know why. When I asked.
Do you want to kill Rocky, the Denver Nuggets mascot? Because he's
getting
fucking
paid 10 times yeah, more than you.
He's really setting the bar.
And he has like a knife.
Good, good. Yes. Very nice.
Real quick, I wanted to do a thing because a lot of people have been asking me. Waleed, you know, you place your bets, but you do it either the day before or, you know. The podcast episode already came out.
After so, your addiction therapy session.
Yeah, after the whatever. And so I wanted to do a bet this week, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to do a parlay.
Okay.
All right.
I always get scared.
Okay. Here's the bet. It's Bills.
Okay.
Money line.
Josh Allen, love it.
Yeah. Parlay with the first touchdown. No, the first score won't be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Really?
Josh Allen always goes for it.
Okay, then a yes that it
Josh will... Allen goes all the way.
Okay. Then a yes that it will be a touchdown.
I think it would be a touchdown.
And then I'm voting for Bills will go will be the first one to hit 10 points. That is the bet. I'm going to do it. If you guys want to do it, this is not financial advice.
I'm trying to see who they play. Sorry. Keep going.
But yeah, that's your free bet. Good luck. Godspeed. Don't put your mortgage down.
Bills against Pittsburgh. Oh, dude, yeah. Bills, Pittsburgh. At home.
All right.
Yeah, you got that. They just lost to the Jets.
Thank God.
You got that.
All right. Why are the Jets so bad, by the way?
Jets are good. Jets are 2-2, I believe.
So they're winning. But they usually do bad.
They usually do bad, but they're turning around this year.
Why, Gary Vee?
They listen to a Gary Vee podcast.
Well, no, isn't he like a big like Jet?
I don't
head?
Fucking know.
I think he is. It's like the whole thing.
This is how we work. You fucking know random ass shit.
That's not random. He wears like Jet.
That is fairly random.
If you watch any Gary Vee videos, he's wearing a fucking beanie that says
Jets.
Jets on it.
I don't watch Gary Vee.
And you gotta go to garage sales. And you gotta. I'm not going to talk
about
Gary Vee.
Are you happy about that? Is that a good impression?
That
for
was
you?
A great impression. Do your fucking Gary Vee.
I don't listen to Gary Vee. I don't know how
do my it. Do an impression of me doing Gary Vee.
Go to garage sales. I did exactly what you just said.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Pretty good. All right, guys, that is my official bet. Thank you for listening to
episode. Is this the official episode?
This is the official episode.
Can you say go M's? To the camera?
Go Modesto Nuts. Oh, no.
No. We haven't bought them yet.
Go Mariners.
Go
Mariners. Go
M's. Fucking go M's. Great game. Welcome to the playoffs since 2001. We're going to watch. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner.
It's going to be a fun couple of weeks.
Dude, I love it. And I'm getting married.
Oh, that's right.
And you're coming.
And I'm coming. And we're going to be recording the next episode.
Do we have another guest next episode?
We do. Chody ho.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Again, be sure to leave a comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Be sure to...
thumbs it up.
You can find this podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you want to listen to these episodes ad-free, go to TMG Studios.
Go Niners.
TMGstudios.tv.
I'm just so excited for tonight's game. We're probably going to lose, and I'm going to look like a fucking idiot. But thanks for watching episode 4. We love you all. Goodbye, friends.
Bye.